There's one question I almost always ask special guests on the podcast, and it's usually near the end of the interviews. It's the answer that I'm guessing you guys are most interested in, and it's usually something that I want to hear as well. And that question is, what advice do you have for someone listening to this right now who's going through some digestive struggles? Well, in today's episode, I'm going to pose this question to myself in a weird kind of way because I'm basically just sitting here talking to myself. But I think the answer might surprise you because it comes in just 7 words. If you're new around here, this is the For Gut's Sake podcast where we talk about all things gut health and natural ways to overcome these digestive issues. I'm your host, Mark McLean, a health and wellness journalist and author. And at the end of this episode, I've got a really big announcement to make because things are going to be changing a bit around here. So please tune in until the end where I'll fill you in on all the details. So just recently, I've been doing something a bit different where I've been on the other side of the mic. I've been a guest on some other podcasts recently. I'll be honest, I've not been that comfortable with it, stepping out of my comfort zone. When I'm doing the hosting here, I can have all my questions ready, I can get things fairly organised, but when you dive into those scenarios, it's a wee bit nerve-wracking, if I'm honest. And because of that, you can get caught off guard with a few different questions, and it's quite ironic because the questions that I ask other people and that single question that I mentioned earlier about what's the one piece of advice you'd give to someone listening to this right now, those are the very questions that I've been asked recently, and it's kind of put me on the spot and I've got lost for words a few times. So I decided, listen, I'm going to sit down properly, gather my thoughts, write some notes and basically share what my key piece of advice is for people listening to this podcast so that I've got it really drilled down and I can do it properly and get my words out without being caught on the hop. And those podcasts I was on recently, by the way, are Radical Health Rebel by Lee Brandon, which is a really awesome podcast, definitely worth checking out. And the other podcast I was on is called Waking Up with Jess. It was a really interesting conversation, but now that I'm under a bit less pressure, have more time to gather my thoughts, here is my single biggest piece of advice for anyone facing digestive health struggles. Trust yourself and the answers will come. This might sound a wee bit flowery or vague, but let me explain what I mean. So I genuinely believe that it takes boldness and courage to even go on a health journey and try to find answers yourself to fix your gut. I mean, what you're doing right now by tuning into a podcast or maybe picking up books, that's you taking initiative, that's you going that extra mile beyond what the average person does, to be honest. So that does take bravery, it does take boldness. And the reason for that is because we've got so much conflicting information coming at us from all angles. On one hand, you've got the people in white coats giving us a diagnosis, handing us medication, along with certain advice, or in some cases, not even getting much advice at all. And because they are medical experts, we naturally put our trust in them. That's what our families have done for generations, isn't it? I mean, you get sick, you go to the doctor, you get some pills and advice, feel better again, get on with life. That's what used to happen. But these days, things are a bit different. The world has changed. Chronic sickness is everywhere, and gut health problems are at epidemic levels. And society, how we live our lives, and our entire environment has changed as well, all of which can wreak havoc on your gut. Our food supply doesn't contain nearly the same nutrients as it did decades ago. You're talking like 80% of the foods on supermarket shelves is processed garbage these days. Stress levels are through the roof in this busy digital world that we live in. Things like social media and emails are pinging constantly. We're spending way too much time on our screens. And these things are literally messing up our brain chemistry and affecting how we feel and even affecting how we sleep at night as well. Then we're exposed to countless chemicals every day. I don't know if you listened to it, but in our recent episode with gut health expert Shan Nix Jones, she told us a crazy stat that women, because of like the makeup they use and all their beauty products they put on their skin every day, women are absorbing on average 550 chemicals per day just by the time they leave the bathroom in the morning. It's absolutely insane. All of this stuff I've just covered might sound like I'm being a wee bit overdramatic, but these are facts. And it might also sound like I'm going off on a mad tangent or a crazy rant, but my point is that the world is completely different now. And due to all of those factors that I've just mentioned, chronic sickness is everywhere. I was doing a wee bit of research online just before I jumped on to record this, and Holland & Barrett, which is a health food store, a well-known health food store in the UK, they published their gut health report for 2023, and they found that 58% of people in the research had experienced like significant digestive problems of some kind, and 45% of those people said those issues were chronic, lasting like 3 months or more. There's other statistics out there that say that two-thirds of Americans are living with gut issues right now. And in the US, people are hospitalised with gastrointestinal issues more than any other health problem. So it's obvious that what we're doing isn't working. It's obvious that the healthcare system doesn't have the answers to resolving gut issues. And it can be confusing when you're told you have something like IBS and you'll just have to live with it, but you're then given no explanation as to what's behind it all. And in the past few years, I've also found that it's quite common for people with ulcerative colitis to not only be given no advice on their diet, but to be told that they can basically eat whatever they want and it won't make a difference to their health, just as long as they keep taking their meds and they do that for the rest of their days. Now, listen, I'm not questioning anyone's medication. I'm obviously not a doctor. It's obvious that certain drugs are necessary in crisis health situations to help you get back on track. But to ignore nutrition or act that it's actually not important, as so often does happen in the mainstream medical world, that is just absolutely bonkers. I don't care if you're on steroids, if you're on the best anti-inflammatory medications in the world, whatever medication you're on, if you keep on drinking things like Coke, if you keep on eating like high sugar foods day in, day out, like we do see everywhere these days, if you don't get in enough fruits and vegetables, you're going to become nutritionally deficient. That's going to happen. Your body will start breaking down slowly. You will start to develop other symptoms. And these symptoms are then all a cry for help from your body that is struggling. Now, this is why I'm always banging on about us having agency when it comes to our own health. This is why it's crucial to take the lead when it comes to our own health. And it's why we've got to trust ourselves to find a way. Sure, there are people out there with medical degrees giving us health advice, and they're good people with good intentions, but they're working within a system that's broken. A system that only manages symptoms when it comes to chronic digestive problems and never gets to the root causes behind those symptoms. They only have 10 minutes to assess you within that system. They've got a huge queue of patients out the door. It's just the way things are in this sick world these days. But here's the thing. You can dedicate as much time as you want to figuring out your health issues and what's really the root causes behind them. Never mind putting band-aids on your symptoms. Because of everything we're dealing with in this completely changed, highly stressed, unbalanced and fairly toxic world, it's impossible for the best doctor in the world to figure out those real root causes of your digestive problems. Not in a 10 minutes consultation, not in a hospital visit where they put a camera up your bum and start rooting around in your intestines. Just like our diet is very bio-individual, there's no single perfect diet that can be applied to everyone. Well, it's the same with our sickness and our disease, our particular health situation. The elements of our sickness are often very individual too. So firstly, gut health diseases are slow burners. They didn't happen overnight or even in a few weeks or months. And secondly, there are usually several pieces of the puzzle, things that are generally not even properly acknowledged by your doctor, such as environmental toxicity, things like heavy metals building up in our digestive tract, in our organs, messing up with our digestion, or things like plastics, which are everywhere these days. When plastics build up in your system, those mess up your hormones, and then that can leave you feeling fatigued and run down all the time, which is something that so many people can relate to. And then we all carry emotional baggage to some degree. This is something that's not spoken about very often at all, but it can really affect you physically and mentally. So yeah, those are just a few examples of things which are often big pieces of the puzzle, but will not be discussed in your GP's office. And that's simply because the medical system is not set up that way. If you sit with a naturopathic doctor, or you chat with a functional medicine expert, or maybe even the right gut health coach, these are all things that will likely be discussed. They focus on the big picture. That's taking in all elements of health, talking about physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And these type of health experts in that whole alternative health space, they're very much focused on addressing root cause issues so that you can actually heal. But now let's get back to my original point around trusting yourself. So when I was first diagnosed with IBS back in October 2010, I was told that I'd need to take medication for the rest of my life, just plainly and as bluntly as that. Now, you've probably heard me tell this story a million times on this podcast, but the big lesson was that my doctor was telling me one thing, but my gut was telling me something else. Because for him to be telling a 28-year-old guy who exercised regularly, who ate a pretty good diet, who didn't smoke and didn't drink much, it just didn't make any sense. And more importantly, it just didn't feel right. So I decided that I was going to find the answers myself to what had really caused my gut to stop working. And here's the thing, I had no clue about where those answers were going to come from, other than Google and instinctively knowing that nutrition would play a big part in my recovery. I just did not know how this health journey was going to unfold. But by trusting myself, listening to my gut, and having faith that I would find the solutions, guess what happened? The right books fell on my lap. One good book would then lead to another great book with even more clues. Then I'd come across some success stories online of other people who had been in my shoes, and then I would find some great tips from them. And then when you really start to focus on giving yourself some TLC and all these different aspects of your health, it gives you confidence and it gives you excitement to keep on going. Now, I'm not going to pretend that everything's all rosy and one answer comes after the other easily. It can often be two steps forward and then one step back. But I honestly think that's the way it's meant to be. We need to find out what works, what doesn't work, and then start discarding what doesn't work. Because again, everyone's health journey is different. Not everything that worked for me means that all of those things are going to work for you perfectly as well. It's a journey. We need to trust ourselves that we're eventually going to get there. And for me, after 2 years of making positive changes bit by bit with the whole IBS thing, I had a massive breakthrough by pure coincidence. And I say pure coincidence with tongue in cheek because I really don't believe in coincidences in this world. So what happened was I reconnected with an old workmate who I hadn't seen in like 6 years. And he put me in touch with an amazing energy medicine stroke naturopath woman here in Scotland. She figured out all my nutritional deficiencies. She discovered some other issues that were going on, and she got my gut back in fine working order within 2 months, all of which seemed impossible based on what I'd been told previously and this advice that I'd have to take medication permanently. Unfortunately, everything went downhill badly a few years later after some really stressful periods in my life. That was when I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. I was told the name of this new condition. I was told about which medication I needed to take and how the colitis could be managed in many cases, things like that. But I really needed to know why this had happened. Why had this come along? yet another label that was being slapped onto me when my digestive system packed up and stopped working again, because once again it just did not feel right that I would have to accept this diagnosis and just have to live with this disease forever and really struggle through with all of the symptoms. I honestly felt that the colitis was here for a reason. It was part of my journey to learn more about myself, to heal, to restore, and grow in different ways that I didn't properly understand at the time. And here's the thing. I think your sickness, my sickness, disease in general, it's here to serve the same purpose. It's not just about overcoming the pains in your stomach, or the bloating, or the bleeding, or feeling the fatigue and feeling miserable, or any of the huge list of symptoms that everyone with gut issues knows plenty about. I honestly feel that it's about going deeper within yourself and seeing where this health journey takes you. Quite often these physical digestive health symptoms are warning signs that all is not well in other areas of your world. These warning signs from the body are urging you on to pay more attention to you and discover what's not in balance. They're calling on you to go on a hunt, a proper hunt, to find solutions yourself. And when you trust yourself to find the answers, you'll be amazed how the universe meets you halfway. The right people will show up to help you. You'll start reading books you wish you'd found 10 years earlier. You'll come across podcasts that you really need to hear. Okay, time to wrap up today's episode and make a big announcement. There's going to be no more For Gut's Sake podcast, because it's being renamed, rebranded and relaunched. Up until now, the podcast has been fairly general in helping people with various gut issues. We talk about IBS, we've had various health experts on discussing that in depth. We've covered colitis, we've covered Crohn's disease, but I've decided to really focus in on the topic of ulcerative colitis and share positive, natural healing information to help people with this inflammatory bowel disorder to put the condition firmly into remission. The reason for this is I just feel really passionate about the whole ulcerative colitis issue, because I know from personal experience just how bad it can get and how little information is actually out there on nutrition, on supplements, and the many natural health steps that we can take to combat colitis. The fact is, there are many, many alternative health practices which can make a huge difference in reversing colitis symptoms. I'm not claiming there's a magical cure, that's not what I'm saying here, but there's so much that we can do to help put the condition firmly in remission. So I'm going to be doing weekly episodes, and we're also going to continue to feature special guests from the alternative health world, such as naturopaths, such as health coaches, and other people out there who have managed to successfully overcome colitis themselves, put it in remission and restore their health. The first episode is going to be launched on Wednesday, the 1st of May. I really hope you can join us for that first episode. I'll catch you then. Have an amazing day.